Here we go, Shorver, for Parshas Chukas Tavshin Pebez, Alain Shmein Tzchus, the first Shema for Esther Tehila, Las Ariel Tzipora, Besosh HaYisrael. Beautiful idea from the Rebbe, Rabbanim Tzchus Yagan Alainu. Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yomas Bayal, towards the end of Rishon, Pazza talks us about spiritual impurity when a Tumas Mace, when a Mace dies, when someone passes away, that it brings a certain impurity to the home. But says the Rebbe, Rabbanim, Adam Ki Yomas Bayal, we know the Gemara in Brachas tells us on Samach Gimel that a person has to kill themselves over Torah. That the more themselves a person works and works and works, they have to kill themselves spiritually over to be able to do as much as we can. But says the Rebbe Rabbanim, you can look and see a deeper idea as well. Adam. What's an Adam? Adam is Adam, the Milashin Adama, from the ground, symbolizing humility, symbolizing Afar. But Adam is also Adam Le'elyon. We're compared and we're similar to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That we have to have something called Gaiva de Kedusha. And yet, on one hand, says the Rebbe Rabbanim, we have to be Adam, we have to be like an offer, we have to be humble, and we have to submit ourselves to the Rabbanu Shalom. But on the other hand, we have to know how to balance that with Adam Le'elyon. To compare ourselves to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Mashpia, to influence, and to be able to be Mashpia, and to be able to help ourselves grow, and to be able to stand up when something is going wrong. And my tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that this Parshas Chukas, that we should be Zoicha, to be able to, the more we connect ourselves to Torah, the more we connect ourselves to Maseches Yevamos, to Nigla and to Nistar, the more we can connect ourselves to working ourselves over for Torah, we'll be able to find that balance of when to be humble and when to be able to step up. Yes, everything with Midos. But we said this idea in the past. In the summer, we have to be able to make sure to balance that humility with the Gaiva Kedusha. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.